MC Gutters.
Hi, Matt. It's Jesse. I'm so sorry I wasn't didn't call you at 10:10.
That's fine.
I actually got cut up in a phone call, so I guess this probably worked out best anyway.
I was doing a gutter cleaning anyway, so you're fine.
Okay, great. So you were able to talk to your other partner then?
Yeah.
Okay.
On board.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Perfect. So did you have any other questions before we get you set up?
Not right now, but basically, like, right now, can we just do, like, the payment and get it ready and then go through more the next phone call?
Yeah, well,
I'm driving and I'm kind of working today.
That's what will happen anyways is we're going to set you up for the client interview. So the client interview is really when they're going to, you know, get in depth and the keywords you want, you know, get all of
that. The website, stuff like that.
Yes, exactly. Get you a URL name, all of that. So let's go ahead and get you in for a client interview now. Let's see. So would tomorrow work better for you? Like,
I think tomorrow would be good. Mainly because I think it's raining here, so we might be rescheduling jobs and whatnot.
Okay. How about from 12 to 1? Would that be okay?
For me.
Okay, so the whole call is not going to take an hour. Just allow an hour, you know, in case they're finishing up with someone before you. Okay?
Well, it might even be longer than that, depending on how many questions I can come up with.
Okay. Well, see, fair. That's fair. I mean,
how much BS I like to do on the phone, you know?
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. They'll answer any questions that you have. So, and then, do you want to add your partners as authorized users on the account?
Yes.
Okay, what are their names?
What kind of information? Just their names?
Yeah, just their names.
Okay. The one is Ryan Delaney, so R-Y-A-N, and then last name is D-E-L-A-N-E-Y.
Okay. And then the other one? You have two other. You have two partners, right?
What's that?
You have two partners, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other one is Daniel. So D-A-N-I-E-L.
Uh-huh.
Last name is Walfogel. That's W-A-L.
Uh-huh.
C-F-O-G-E-L.
What an interesting last name. That must be German. It has to be, right? Hello?
You're kind of breaking up.
Oh, yeah. Are you driving in a kind of a bad area, or?
Mediocre area for service.
Okay. Well, I was just saying his last name sounds really German, so it must
yeah,
be,
yeah.
Right.
He's a redhead, that's for sure.
Oh, okay. So he's like an Irish German?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So, Matt, is your first name, is it Matthew, or is it just Matt?
It's Matthew. Matthew with one T.
Oh, Matthew with one T. Okay.
Yep.
And then, do you have a middle initial?
R.
Okay. And then, what is your last name?
Wilson.
Okay. And the best phone number to get you on is always going to be this phone number, right?
Correct.
Okay. And what's the best email for you?
mtgutters@gmail.com.
Okay. And then, let's see. Okay. And so then what is going to be the best address for you?
For what? I have a couple different addresses.
Well, so, The business information, so if your billing information is different, I'll get that in a second, but this would be for the business. So it's not an address that needs to be listed. It's just where they'll be able to send the PIN verification for the company. So
okay. It's 833
mm-hmm.
Shelby Ontario Road.
Okay.
Ontario, Ohio.
Okay, perfect. And then, so, and then what are your hours of operation?
On Angie's list, I got 24/7 right now, so, I mean.
Okay. Is that when you want to be taking
like,
phone calls?
As far as, like, As far as work goes, I would say between 7 a.m. to, let's do 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Okay. All right. And then do you, I don't know, I mean, if it's, you know, something that you would do in your industry, but would you do emergency calls at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
And like if somebody like deemed, you know, an emergency, which I've never received an emergency call for gutters, but.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I was saying. I'm not sure if it was something, you know, if somebody has like a, I don't know, a broken gutter and they need it fixed ASAP, you know, is that something you would do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then would you charge for that?
For the call itself or?
Yeah, or for going out to the job.
No, we do free estimates.
Okay. And then, do you, what forms of payment do you take? Cash, card, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo? All the above, all forms?
I take, right now we take cash and card, but I wouldn't mind setting up Venmo and Cash App. If you want to put that on there, I mean, feel free, and then I'll just take it to the personal right now and then switch it over to business later.
Okay. And then the best ways to get a hold of you are going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
Mostly just call.
Okay.
And email. Call and email. Text, I got my business phone just so happens to be a flip phone, so I don't really love texting on it.
Okay.
I'm old school.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So now for billing, so is the address for billing going to be different than the 833 Shelby, Ontario?
Yes, and then it's bound to change, too, because this is going to be my personal card paying.
Okay, okay. So what is the address?
7768 Wiley, W-I-L-E-Y, Road.
Uh-huh.
The city is named Morenci. That's Morenci. And that's in Michigan.
Okay. Perfect.
Do you need the zip?
It's 49256, right?
Yep.
Okay. Got it here. Hold on 1 second. So you said you're driving, right?
Yeah. What do you need? Okay. I can probably pull over.
Well, not right at the second, but once I bill you, you're going to get an invoice, and I'm just going to need you to sign that invoice with me, but you don't have to do that right this second. I'm just wondering.
I mean, is it just like click the sign type of deal?
Well, yeah, you just type your name, and then...
I can do all that.
Okay.
I'm on back roads.
Okay, okay. Well, I don't want you to hit a deer or anything crazy.
Right? I mean, I just seen a sign for Amish, so.
Yeah.
That, too.
Oh, wow. I actually signed up somebody once that was Amish. You know,
really?
the only thing they were allowed to have was a phone. So he couldn't actually do anything on the internet, but he could have his business listed because somehow they signed him up through Angie's List. I'm not even sure how Angie's List got a hold of him, but, you know, and then
yeah.
He ended up going with Google, and, you know, it was very interesting. You know, they're such nice people, though. They really are. They're like the nicest people, you know. Just,
my dad had them build his house for him, and they were out there about 5 a.m. in the morning every day.
Yeah, you know, it's a really simple, amazing life. You know, it's just kind of like, you know, how we all should really be living, and then technology ruined us. You know, but, you know, it's an essential part of life now, so, you know, but anyway, so, Matt, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, Discover?
A Visa.
Okay, when you say the card number to me, say it 4 digits at a time, and I'll repeat it back to you.
All right, 4232.
4232.
2302.
I'm sorry, say that one more time. You kind of cut out a little bit.
2302. 4313.
4313. 1385. 1385. Okay, and then the expiration?
226.
Okay. And then the three-digit code on the back.
912.
Okay, perfect. So the next thing I'm going to do with you is read what's called our voice verification. This is only, Matt, because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. Like I said, we're also going to send you everything in a written invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to, you know, clarify, just let me know and I'll rephrase the question, okay? So, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
MT Gutters LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Matthew Wilson, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of the account?
Yes.
Okay. So, Matt, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So, but do you agree to be responsive and to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, so in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, how long is the term?
Well, so it's just month to month. So it's a 2-month verbal agreement,
okay.
But basically all that means is as long as you're working with us, if you do any other online marketing, which you won't need to, just let us know.
Okay.
So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of April 20th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $199. This will be a recurring payment. When the 1 term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on the 20th day in the month of $199. So you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's that. And then just the next thing I need from you is you should have received a couple of text messages just now.
Yeah, I heard some stuff coming when you were talking.
Okay, so there's one that says, Matthew R., thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay.
So go ahead and press on that link for me, and that is going to be...
I don't know if I can do that on my flip phone.
Oh, you're on a flip phone? Okay.
Yeah, I usually send it over to my other smartphone.
Okay, so... well, then I will just need you to do this before your client interview, or you can do it with your client interview tomorrow. Either way, either do it before or with them, but basically all you're going to do is there's a little white box, just check it, and then at the bottom write your name, but it's basically everything that we discussed in writing. So, you know, and then... Yeah, well, no, it's just one signature, and then it'll take you to your username and login, and that's going to be where your reporting dashboard is. So the analytics system I talked about where you'll see the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and all of that. So that will bring you to your username and login. It also was emailed to you as well. So that is that, and then you're pretty much all good to go until tomorrow. I mean, did you have any other questions for me at all, or...
Not right now. I don't think so.
Okay.
Let me think. No, I mean, up until that client, the first time call, basically, I'm good to go.
Yeah. I mean, so, and then, you know, they're probably going to ask you, so you don't have a business Facebook, right? Or do you?
I do, but it's like new according to 5 days ago, so I haven't like got on there and posted any pictures or anything.
Okay, okay. So they might ask you for your URL for your Facebook, you know, just to manage it. It's not that, you know, they're charging you or anything for that. If you do want
to
do that,
they can log in and do whatever they want to it, because okay. All I use it for is Marketplace right now.
Okay, okay, perfect. So that'll be the only thing you might want to have ready for them, and then just make sure you sign the invoice, and yeah, and then other than that, I have you all set up for your client interview, and we'll get you started, okay?
Awesome.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Matt. I really appreciate it, and I hope you have a great rest
no
of your
problem.
Day, okay?
Thank you for being easy to deal with and everything.
Yeah, same. Really. Really. I do appreciate that as well.
Yeah. I'm easy going, and it's easy to deal with me, too, so.
No, really. You know, it's
well,
always
we'll have
nice
a good
stuff.
Relationship going. And
yeah.
Then if I ever come to Costa Mesa, we can meet up for drinks or something.
Okay. It's a plan. Definitely. Well,
all right. Good deal.
Okay. All right, Matt. Well, I appreciate it. And I'll talk to you later, okay? And you still have my extension and phone
right.
number, so if you have any questions
I
at
do.
All, you know, you can always reach out to me, okay?
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.